Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 15th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Revelation chapter 16, and I'll be reading verses 17 through the end of the chapter. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, "It is done." Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since mankind has been on earth. So tremendous was the quake. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. God remembered Babylon the Great and gave her the cup filled with the wine of the fury of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the sky, huge hailstones, each weighing about 100 pounds, fell on people. And they cursed God on account of the plague of hail because the plague was so terrible. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 122, and you'll notice that we are in a section of scripture that are the songs of ascent. Now that has nothing to do with money, it has with ascension. We are ascending to the temple courts, and so these were songs that the people of Israel would have sung when they went to the temple. A song of ascents of David. I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. And now let's move over to the book of Habakkuk. Today we are in Habakkuk 2, verses 1 through 5. And Habakkuk 2 starts with the end of Habakkuk's second complaint, and then the Lord will give an answer. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, "Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright. But the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest. Because he is as greedy as the grave, and like death is never satisfied, he gathers to himself all the nations and takes captive all the peoples." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I saw an interesting comparison here between in Revelation, where it talks about Babylon finally coming to a fall, and Habakkuk, who is wanting Babylon to be judged, but the Lord says to wait for the appointed time. It says here, though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and not too late. And so it makes me think about the times in my life where I long for the Lord to act and to work. And I don't see His hand, but I know that He is working. And also it made me think about our longing for the second coming of Christ, that we long as a people for the Lord to return and make all things right. And so as we pray together, I just want to pray out of that longing. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come together and to read your word. We do sometimes wonder, Lord, why you're not acting in certain ways, or why you're lingering, or why something isn't coming about that we want to come about. And Lord, we just want to step back from it and just recognize your sovereignty and just proclaim your goodness, that we trust in you regardless of our circumstances. And we just ask, Lord, we each have different things on our mind that have not come to pass that we hope for. And so we just ask, Lord, for your wisdom, and we ask for your kingdom to come in these situations. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to live on this earth. We thank you for breath and life and all the good things that you have provided. Help us to be instruments of your love and grace to the people around us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.